This hour brought to you by LibertyOnCall.org. Take back your independence, control, and make your own healthcare decisions. LibertyOnCall.org. Together, we are one. Today.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Radio Show. I'm David Knight, and joining us now is Alex Jones to talk about what's going on with the potential of ISIS having shot down a Russian airliner over the Sinai in Egypt. Alex?
That's right, David. I'll be here with you for this segment, the next, and of course I'll be back hosting all of next week with the weekday transmission, 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. Central. But just listening to all the news David covered, we'll be going back over some of that coming up in the next segment as well. But clearly, this airliner has been reported to have been blown up in midair after taking off from Egypt to fly into Russia with a bunch of tourists, 240-plus people killed, the worst Russian airline disaster on record for the number of people. And ISIS, of course, came out and took responsibility. The Russians said it's too soon to know, but clearly planes just don't blow up and then get strewn over several miles of wreckage, just like Flight 93. And this is the type of soft target that we're going to see getting hit by Western-backed ISIS and al-Nusra and others. That's why even RT is reporting, but I don't just go off what they say. The evidence is clear. They're sending in U.S. Special Forces to keep that conduit out of Iraq, right through the middle of Syria up to the north, open. If you look at the maps, that's where al-Qaeda, ISIS is in control, and clearly our military is being sent in as shields. So that the Russians dare not target those areas. This is a true proxy war. We've been saying that for 4 years. Now mainstream media admits it's a proxy war, and it's just really despicable to see this happening. And then, of course, these very same al-Qaeda ISIS forces undoubtedly are going to end up targeting. Like, this could have not just been a bomb on board the plane. This could have been a missile of some type fired from the ground, because we know that during the Benghazi situation and in subsequent events, surface-to-air missiles, heat seekers, you name it, have been transferred to al-Qaeda, al-Nusra, now known as Islamic State. So it's too soon to 100% know, but obviously the evidence is all pointing towards this being a terrorist event. Some would say, well, maybe Russia did a false flag. Russia already has the moral high ground going in there. This is definitely a threat at the civilian aviation, another economic warfare tactic like the Saudis threatened during the Olympics last year. They said that the Russians kept being involved in Syria, that they would engage in terrorism against transportation and their borders. And this, of course, is Russian transportation. So I think all the evidence, the motive, the background in a proxy war points towards the Saudi Arabian-backed Islamic State, al-Nusra, al-Qaeda type fronts and groups. And we'll come back for break in a moment, get David's take on all this and flesh it out more. But now there's new videos out that show that Islamic State is putting women in giant cages on the backs of trucks right by their artillery and their anti-aircraft systems so that the Russians bomb it. They'll be killing non-radical Alawite, basically Sufi, mystic type Muslims that aren't involved in any violence or criminal activity. That a group targeted by the bizarre cult that runs Saudi Arabia, the Wahhabis, for total extermination. People think a lot of these radical Muslims want to kill Christians more than anybody or Jews. That's actually not the truth. They want to dominate other Muslims. And really, it's just a giant mafia battle with each other over who controls things. And that ties into this latest video that's up on Infowars.com. Caught on video, German Muslim says, Islam is coming and your daughters will wear the, how do you say that, hijab? H-I-J-A-B, I guess that's the hood. The bag over the head that feminists here in America lust after and desire more than anything. And then that ties back into the political correctness that we're going to look at when we come back. Now, Bill Maher comes out and says, it's stupid that the left wants to ban people with, you know, mariachi bands, ban people, you know, as Caitlyn Jenner, when folks are just having fun. Well, this is just the old establishment left controlling the dialectic, like they're in opposition to what they've helped create, this cult of brainwash control. So we'll look at it all straight ahead with David Knight, co-hosting here with us on this live Sunday worldwide broadcast. Hard to believe it's November 1st, 2015. 2 months left of 2015, and it's 2016 and beyond.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
You have the power. Humanity has the power. We have the power. Do you want to fight? You better believe you got one!
Rallying patriots worldwide in defense of human liberty. It's Alex Jones.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. I'm David Knight in studio. Joining us now is Alex Jones. We've been talking in the last segment. We've been talking about this Russian airliner that was shot down over the Sinai. All 224 people on board lost. What is behind that? Well, as Alex is pointing out, they've been using ISIS as a surrogate in these wars throughout the Middle East. Of course, we know that Muslim migrants are being used as a surrogate to bring down our economies at the same time. Some of the stories we're going to cover later in this hour. German village of 102 braces for 750 asylum seekers. There you go. About 8 to 1. For every person that's there in that small village, they're going to bring in 8 Muslims. And most of the Muslims are male, about 25 to 35 years of age. This is something that the Hungarian Prime Minister has said is a deliberate effort by George Soros and others to undermine these countries. So we see in so many different ways, the globalist agenda is using Muslim terrorist surrogates. And we want to go back to Alex Jones and get his take on these two stories here, as well as the shooting down of the airliner over the Sinai. Alex?
Well, that's right. Of course, pre-9/11, we exposed here on air the fact that radical Islam, and this isn't an excuse for radical Islam, it's just a fact that Western think tanks and others have been working with radical Islam, funding it, protecting it, letting it take over different countries that are Islamic around the world, not just the Middle East or North Africa, but also in Asia. And this is the type of totalitarianism that they can use to then buffalo and defeat a politically correct West that is trained to lower its defenses and basically put up with anything and everything that is alien to our culture. The only thing that we're told is bad is Americana culture. And so the feminist groups never dare say a word about the fact that Islamic State, there's video of this up on Infowars.com right now, U.S.-backed moderate rebels put Alawite women, that's a non-radical Muslim group, in cages to protect themselves from airstrikes, posted photos of 6 kidnapped Alawite women on Twitter. These guys are very, very, very proud. This proxy army out of Saudi Arabia, funded by NATO and our own government, is very, very proud of what they're doing. There's other video that people can see that caught on video. German Muslim, Islam is going, is coming. Islam is coming, and your daughters will wear the headdress, will wear the hood or the hijab. So here's the issue. We're not in these countries telling them what culture they will adopt. We have the EU lowering the borders, then advertising everything's free, and then bringing in all of these illegals, same thing here in the United States, and then having big foundations like the Ford Foundation and the Open Societies Foundation, all these groups by Soros, radicalize them to not want to assimilate, but to be basically weird political chip on the shoulder, broken coalition, politically correct mental patients. And there's another video up on Infowars.com. By the article you mentioned, a German town of 100 gets encircled by 750 migrants, and they tell them, you must give them your homes, you must take Deng saying, quote, entitled illegals, this is an article by Kurt Nemo, entitled illegals, when will I get my house and my car? Well, just as soon as you get your free health care, buddy. This is all a scam. So the smugglers and the media and the socialist governments all tell them you're going to get everything free. You're going to get your blonde German wife. You're going to get your free car and everything as soon as you get there. And some people do, so they can advertise you're getting these free goods. Really, they then bring them in and use them as a political underclass to vote the way the globalists want and checkmate the indigenous populations, but also to work as a servant class in menial jobs, basically housed in ghettos. So they're exploiting these Muslim illegal invaders. My issue is our Western governments helped cause the collapse of Libya and for a time Egypt and, of course, Syria and Iraq. Most of these, and this has been in the news, they admitted, most of the so-called migrants are not real refugees of the Western wars. As you said, they are young Muslim men from Pakistan, Saudi Arabia, Iraq, Palestine, you name it, getting fake passports, 70%+ they admit are fake, and just going to Al-Qaeda-controlled, ISIS-controlled areas in Syria to then be basically taken into Turkey through that conduit to the middle of the nation the Russians are trying to cut off. So it's not just arms flooding through there, it's the refugee invasion, David, that you were mentioning. So the Al-Qaeda radical Islamic forces are the skeleton key that opens every lock for the New World Order. The Al-Qaeda and radical Islam is the sword of the globalists, and then again, they use it to menace us to take our liberties and our basic freedoms by threatening more of these attacks. Oh, we'll take your rights to keep you safe from this. It's crystal clear, and now Vladimir Putin has come out and exposed that the West runs this and is being destabilized the world. He came out last week and said carbon taxes is to shut down all free economies selectively as basically military-style genocide. So what's happened is Russia is fully breaking with the globalist agenda. The globalists tried to launch their agenda in 1917 in Russia. Russia was meant to be controlled by them. Russia got out of their control. The oligarchs came back in. They kicked the oligarchs back out. Russia isn't perfect, but Russia is at least not committing cultural suicide and not pushing political correctness. I mean, I watch Bill Maher and all these people like Obama come out and say, it's okay for somebody to dress as Caitlyn Jenner for Halloween. Forget the holiday of Halloween, the Samhain, Samhain, the occult, whatever all that means. Separately, if they can tell you what costume you can have and have people henpeck you about it, again, it's a war on language, a war on expression, a war on creativity, just a war on... I went to my cousin's birthday party last night, and so I wore a captain's hat because he rented a barge to go up and down the river, and we got off. I went to a club with him afterwards, and I was wearing a captain's hat. And I had not once but twice, one case an Arab, I guess minority you call him, and another case a white guy come over and say, are you a Nazi? And there I was wearing a blue shirt, gray pants, and a captain's hat. And I looked at him and I said, you know, can you see right there? That's a captain's hat. And they said, oh, because I just want to make sure, you know, you're not. And I said, really, is this like your little power trip to come over and henpeck me? And I gave this big speech about political correctness and how it's a mental illness, that people don't have any real culture or real ideas. They just have to sit there and voice it on you. And then I had these, you know, these women going, wow, ooh, hear more of this. It was really funny. And this particular guy felt like an idiot. Another guy came up later and do it. And so this is what they are. It's aggressive, nobody people that just want to take any word, any culture, any sound, the word T-O-O-O or T-O-O. The feminists want to ban that. Brown paper bags, geisha girls, you know, mariachi bands. People now are saying mariachi bands themselves are racist. You know, this just goes on and on. It is an attack on the mentally ill, dumbed down TV head generation. And that's why InfoWars.com and what we do and what the new media does against the traitor media, the enemy media, is so essential, because there is a crisis of conscience happening. The globalists know we're waking up, so they're killing our currencies, flooding our borders, trying to bankrupt us, funding terrorists, but the world's waking up to it. So that's the incredible positive news. David, you're doing a great job. I'll be back hosting all this week, right through next Sunday. The next six shows I'll be hosting. I appreciate you coming in today so I can spend time with my family. So you're missing time with your family. I appreciate the audience and the listeners. But, again, they need to be over the top to break our will, to make us submit to them. But that's not working. And I heard you earlier mention the article from New American Magazine on Infowars.com. It's so important to get out. Stealth agenda. New UN tribunal to judge U.S. for climate debt. See, if they can't get the carbon tax, it's just going to be a climate debt, a bail-in, literally paid $100 trillion every decade is the Soros plan to George Soros and others. Folks, we're not this stupid. We're not going to put up with this. We're going to spread the word, defeat every leg of their agenda, and the fight will continue on. We have to win, win, win over and over again, but that's the animating contest. David Knight's coming back. I'm Alex Jones signing off. Great job, crew, sponsors, listeners, and thank God for this transmission being available.
KDArmor.com is your one-stop shop for the most affordable body armor period, with packages starting at $169.99 and free shipping on every order. Why would you go anywhere else? KD offers soft armor and rifle threat rated armor up to level 4. Go to KDArmor.com and get your body armor today while you still can. Mention this ad and receive a free water purification kit for a limited time with any body armor package. Go to KDArmor.com. That's KDArmor.com. Come and take it.
Thousands of people seeking home security get ripped off every day, and the home security industry wants you to believe that's your only option. They've got hordes of salesmen out there trying to scare you into signing one of their long-term contracts. You get stuck writing huge checks month after month with no way out. It's robbery by contract, and it can cost you thousands. But there's a better way to protect your home. SimpliSafe Home Security. SimpliSafe has no contracts. None. You'll get award-winning 24/7 protection. Security professionals watching over your home, ready to instantly send police to the rescue for just $14.99 per month. That's less than half what most companies charge. Protect your home the smart way. Visit SimpliSafeDefense.com today for an exclusive 10% offer and get a free keychain remote worth $25. Only when you go to SimpliSafeDefense.com. SimpliSafeDefense.com.
In recent years, we have witnessed the most catastrophic disasters in history. Earthquakes, hurricanes, tornadoes, typhoons, and more. Legacy Premium Food Storage will prepare you. Our great-tasting non-GMO quality food products have a 25-year shelf life, are the most affordable on the market, and are American-made. They're perfect for hiking, camping, and road trips, too. Be prepared with the best. Go to SurvivalFoodAlliance.com. That's SurvivalFoodAlliance.com.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral! Don't pick on the IRS alone! I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill sometimes! I can even get it zeroed out completely!
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral!
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
I've seen the longevity products work for many others, and so I bought a bunch of them, started using them, had a little bit of results, but I wasn't following the regimen every day. But Aaron Dykes in my office did and lost more than 60 pounds. When I saw those results, I said, I better follow my own advice. I started taking the longevity products, and it's been incredible. 37 pounds in 2 months. Our bodies are amazing, and God gave us an incredible gift. But if our body doesn't have the tools it needs, all of the vitamins, all of the minerals, and the other key essential trace elements, we're not going to be healthy. Folks, this isn't hype. I only bring to my listeners products that I've tried myself and I truly believe in. And the amazing supplements available at InfoWarsTeam.com have certainly delivered my life. I hope you'll give them a try. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
Crashing through the lies and disinformation, it's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show on this November 1st, 2015. I'm David Knight, your host. Alex Jones was just breaking down what's going on in the Middle East using Islamic jihadists as surrogates. And, of course, that's what's going on internally inside of Europe as well. And we have a lot of migrants coming into this country with our open borders that are not just coming from Central and South America for the same purpose. And I want to get back to that, as well as this story about what's going on in Germany, because Germany has been set up by Angela Merkel as the pot of gold, incentivizing this mass migration of many people coming in. That opens up the borders to this massive number of people coming into Europe, going through the Balkan states, but the ultimate destination is Sweden and Germany. That's where they will find the socialist welfare state most welcoming. We had an article on Infowars.com, and it was in French, but the French people heard Muslims who were singing jihadi songs, and the French people there were applauding them, welcoming them in, not understanding at all what is going on, what's behind all of this. And so we're going to try to break that down for you. It's a multifaceted agenda, but it is all about globalism. I want to get back to that, but first, before we do, I want to let you know that we have Supermail Vitality back in stock. You can find that at InfoWarsLife.com. It's something that sells out very quickly, but right now, Supermail Vitality is in stock. The Ultra Strength formula with organic herbs and acids that will help to increase your energy. You can read the reviews there at InfoWarsLife.com. We also have 25% off the Liver Cleanse Pack. That special is about to run out. And again, the Liver Cleanse Pack is Liver Shield as well as the Oxygen Colon Cleanser Oxy Powder. You can get the two of those together and get that at 25% off at InfoWarsLife.com. Now, what we were just talking about, what's going on using jihadis, using people who are noncombatants as shields, that really kind of goes back to what we were talking about last week with the pushback saying that the Russians had attacked. First, it was just a couple hospitals, and they said, well, it's 3 to 5 hospitals and 7 to 9 hospitals. And the Russians came back and said, show us. Show us your evidence for this. You're making these claims. Show us the evidence. I believe that it was a pushback against the sustained attack on a hospital by U.S. and Afghan forces in Kunduz that went on for a half hour. It was a hospital that was known, that was reported to both the Afghan and the U.S. government. And as that attack began, it wasn't an isolated stray bomb attack. No, this was a sustained attack for 30 minutes. And as that went on, both the Pentagon as well as the Afghan government were notified that the attack was happening, but it was a sustained attack. So they took a lot of international hits for that. And I think the American government and NATO forces pushed back with some claims that they have not substantiated about attacks on hospitals by Russians in Syria. Instead of fixing it again, they attack the whistleblowers. They don't ever change the criminal actions or even apologize for it. They're not even setting up an investigation of this, as Doctors Without Borders have asked. That's all they wanted. They didn't want a war crimes prosecution. They just wanted an investigation. Give us answers. How could this have happened? Why would you do a sustained attack? Instead, what they did was they showed up at the site, they destroyed evidence, and then they created a narrative that the Russian forces had been attacking hospitals in a similar manner. Look at what's going on in Germany, because it's not just in Syria where they're using jihadi forces as surrogates in a war there. Of course, they're using Islamic migrants coming out of Syria, but also coming out of many other places in the Middle East using them as surrogates for what we know is a Cloward and Piven strategy. Remember, those were the two sociologists from the 1960s that wanted to overload the entitlement system specifically to cause a crash so that they could build their socialist utopia. You would think, wouldn't you, that socialists would want to have an entitlement system that works? No, they deliberately wanted to overload it. Well, what better way to do that than to bring in massive numbers of people? And, of course, this is exactly what we're seeing in Germany. A German village of 102 braces for 750 asylum seekers. It was originally 1,000. They were told in early October. The district government informed the mayor of this small town by email that his village of 102 people, just over the border of what was once communist East Germany, would have to take in 1,000 asylum seekers. His wife told the mayor, said, "This has got to be a hoax. This certainly can't be true. Such a small, isolated place would be asked to accommodate nearly 10 times as many migrants as it had residents." She thought it was a joke, he said, but it wasn't. This is a report from the New York Times. They say, in a small concession, the regional office told them last week that, no, you won't have to take 1,000. We'll limit that to 750. So it won't be 10 times the number of people that live there. We'll just send in 8 times the number of people that live there. They say the only person, in fact, that seems to be enthusiastic about this plan is a neo-Nazi on the district council. He says, this is bad for the people, but politically it's good for me, because he knows that people are going to get angry about this. But the German government doesn't care. People understand the fix is in. People understand that they're trying to pull down the government, not only in Germany, but in the United States. But most of our elected leaders, people that are running for office even now, most of the Republicans and Democrats could care less about this. And they go on and point out the small town of Sumte has no shops, no police station, no school. The initial number of arrivals was, in fact, reduced to avoid straining the local sewage system and give time for new pumps to be installed. Yeah, yeah, that's a little when-it-hits-the-fan scenario. And that's what they're creating. This article from WND talks about thousands of Muslim migrants who've disappeared now from the camp. So here's this little town that has 100 people. They have to take in 750 migrants. But these migrants are disappearing from the larger centers. They point out that in Brandenburg shelters, 7,000 migrants have disappeared. So where are they going? Who's sheltering the illegals? Do they have ties to ISIS? They don't know. Then a newspaper, Die Welt, is reporting that thousands of refugees have left their assigned accommodations elsewhere. They say on Wednesday alone, more than 600 people left the welcoming center another area. And the Potsdam Ministry of the Interior reported this. The German news outlet Faz.net headlined, "Refugees Disappearing from Lodging." This is in Lower Saxony. They said 700 refugees disappeared from emergency accommodations there. So all over the country, these migrants who are coming in, and many people question whether or not they're fleeing from the war in Syria. They're coming from different places. They're all about the same age. They're not families, but mostly young men that are coming in. So what is the solution to this? Well, they're now being told that the UN is partnering with a private company to offer a solution. See, problem, solution. Here's their solution, a new universal identification system that will comply with the UN's sustainability goal of getting legal biometric IDs that include iris scans, photographs, and fingerprints into, quote, the hands of everyone in the world by the year 2050. Yeah, they're going to get into your hands, and they're going to record the hands of everyone in the world by 2050. So over and over again, we see that they're using this crisis in order to bring in their solution. And the Prime Minister of Hungary has specifically called out George Soros. He said, "Soros's name is perhaps the strongest example of those who support anything that weakens the nation states. They support everything that changes the traditional European lifestyle. These activists who support immigrants inadvertently become part of the international human smuggling network." No, it's about taking down national borders. When we come back, I'm going to take some of your calls. 877-789-ALEX. That's 2539 if you don't know what Alex is. 877-789-2539. We'll be right back.
Your liver can be full of fatty deposits, built-up toxins, and even dangerous objects known as liver stones. We worked with the top developers in the field of detox to take tried and true herbs and other compounds known to safely cleanse the liver and fuse it with the latest research and technological development on concentrating these ingredients to give you the maximum effect. Liver Shield is the only liver support product on the market that uses a patented Spigerex blend of powerful organic herbs that support detoxification. And when you visit InfoWars.com, see the instructional video on how to do a six-day liver detox. This isn't a game, and let me tell you, the results are dramatic. Liver Shield is totally organic and made of the safest high-quality herbs. But that said, you need to consult your physician before you do the full detox. Liver Shield can also be used daily by itself for overall upkeep of the liver. Secure your Liver Shield today exclusively at InfoWarsLife.com for the lowest price available. That's InfoWarsLife.com or call 888-253-3139.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 Pain Relief Hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
We've all heard the news stories. Another shooting. And they're getting worse. That's why Infidel Body Armor introduces Infidel Fridays. Exclusive 24-hour insider deals to save you money and possibly save your life. Make it a favorite when you log on to InfidelBodyArmor.com. Then be sure to visit each and every Infidel Friday to get special insider pricing, but for 24 hours only. That's InfidelBodyArmor.com. Infidel Body Armor. Just won't quit.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number, 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now. For not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. I'm David Knight, your host on this Sunday, November 1st, 2015. We're going to go to your calls here in just a moment. The number is 877-789-ALEX. That's 877-789-2539 if you'd like to call in with a comment this last half hour. Before we do, I want to continue with what I was just talking about just briefly. Again, the situation where you have thousands, literally thousands of migrants who come into Germany for the welfare system, or some of them would be escaping what's going on in Syria, but most of them are between the ages of 18 and 25, and they're disappearing by the thousands. So the solution that they're telling everybody is a UN-approved biometric tracking device. We see that solution being applied to here in the United States. We have open borders. They're not going to do anything about the incentives to bring people in. They're not going to try to close or enforce the borders. Instead, what they're going to do is offer us all a national identity. That's going to be the solution they're going to come up with. You can see this article on InfoWars.com. Coming soon from the Department of Transportation, a national address database and insights into the way that you drive personally. Okay? Now, this is coming from Next.gov. They report the Department of Transportation Chief Technology Officer Maria Rowett is talking, and she says that they're collecting information. It's a multi-year effort to gather information about driving patterns using onboard sensors and video cameras. These tests have generated 4 petabytes of data, she said. They're collected from test drivers who spend about 1 million hours in about 2,000 cars. Well, they're going to be collecting that data real-time on everybody before too long. They're putting out regulations for vehicle-to-vehicle communication, talking cars. And they're going to be talking and broadcasting information about you, who you are, where you are, what you're doing, how you drive. What do you think the government's going to do with that information? Tickets? Insurance rates? Of course. But there's other things as well. She says, it says in this article that she updated the audience on DOT's attempts to build a national database containing citizens' addresses. She says, I don't think people realize we don't have any national address database yet. What are they going to do? Well, they're going to work with the Census Bureau and with geospatial agencies to create one. Geospatial agencies, who would that be? Geospatial intel. Are you familiar with that term? We talked about that in light of Jade Helm. Everybody said, well, you know, what's this about? What's mastering the human domain? Well, geospatial intelligence organizations, trade organizations, have run conferences on mastering the human domain. They want to know your activity-based intelligence. They want to know where you go, who you see, what you do. They're going to have to collect that using information on the literal information highway when they start spying on you on the roads. And, of course, the ultimate goal is human control. Controlling your car or other legislation like gun control, that's not about controlling inanimate objects. This is not about even self-driving cars. This is about making sure that they control your movements, that they track your movements. That's what we should be concerned about. And, of course, the open borders are the means to drive people to it. Just as the open borders combined with an entitlement state, the two of them work together like Thelma and Louise to accelerate the car over the cliff economically. That's where this is all headed. And before we get to your calls, again, there's a couple of things that I wanted to talk about because we've had some movements here with some billionaires making their moves as to which candidates they're going to support. And you need to understand that, you know, we had this back and forth about fantasy football on the debate the other day, and there was a question to Jeb Bush about whether or not that should be regulated. And, of course, his response is always, oh, yes, it should be regulated. He doesn't have any specifics, but his knee-jerk reaction to all this is, yes, there should be a law. Remember that? That kind of attitude is what's gotten us into the kind of society we have today. I remember there was a time when I was very young, there was an expression in America called, well, it's a free country, isn't it? Do what you want, right? You don't hear that anymore, but that was replaced by, yeah, there ought to be a law against that. Well, you know, that's kind of what Jeb Bush came back. And then you had Chris Christie saying, I can't believe with all the problems that we've got that we're talking about fantasy football. It was a very powerful moment. Very powerful. Except that, as Huffington Post points out, Chris Christie raised funds off of fantasy football just last month. They have a link to his fundraiser off of fantasy football. So he's not above using that. But you know what? It's not even really about fantasy football. It was part of that was about gambling, online gambling. And of course, that was him posturing himself for support from Sheldon Adelson. Sheldon Adelson is a big casino owner in Nevada. He's a big player in the Republican Party. And he is against any kind of online gambling, and that would include fantasy football or fantasy sports. He wants everybody to do all of their gambling at his casinos. He doesn't like to have any competition from any kind of recreational vice. That's one of the reasons that he opposed even medical marijuana in Florida. And, of course, Jeb and Marco Rubio were opposing it along with him. He was virtually the entire budget of the opposition to medical marijuana. And that's what they're doing in order to get his support. They talk about the Sheldon primary, the amount of money that he's going to give whoever he chooses. Well, Marco Rubio has landed a big billionaire. And this is very important because you need to understand that you may be following politics, but you're really kind of doing it in a fantasy football way. It's really the billionaires who own the players. You just pay for the stadium. That's your only involvement. So you can kind of watch passively. You can pay for the stadium, but they're going to pick the players. And there was a New Yorker satire about this. Billionaire Paul Singer has thrown his support to Marco Rubio for president. And the way they reported it was billionaire acquires Rubio pending physical. They say in the biggest free agency acquisition of the 2016 presidential contest, the billionaire investor Paul Singer has acquired Florida Senator Marco Rubio for a rumored eight-figure sum pending a physical. Just hours after the deal was inked, Rubio was flown by private jet to Singer's training facility in East Hampton, where the senator will submit to a series of grueling drills before the deal is finalized. We're making a four-year deal with Marco with an option for another four, said an associate of Singer's. We like what we've seen of him on tape, but we want to be sure that he has what it takes to go the distance. According to those familiar with Singer's physical workouts for political candidates, Rubio will submit to a series of demanding tests in which the billionaire will bark commands and the senator will be measured for his reaction times and his accuracy. In other words, how high he'll be able to jump when the billionaire barks the commands to him. And so I thought that was a great satire piece. But you know what? It's really true, unfortunately. Because the serious piece doesn't read that much differently from the New York Times. Paul Singer, influential billionaire, throws his support to Marco Rubio for president. They say it's a signal victory for Rubio in his battle with rival Jeb Bush for the affections of major Republican patrons. And as they point out, Rubio, who was elected to the Senate in the Tea Party wave, has since, however, been embraced by the party's Washington elite. See? He was brought in to help change things. That's what the Tea Party was really about. It was about pushing back on crony capitalism, on the way that it's business as usual with the Boehners and McConnells and Pelosi's. And what do we get? We get the Paul Ryanos. We get the Marco Rubios. That's what we get. And we get people like this billionaire whose major issues are being passionately pro-Israel and a supporter of same-sex marriage. Those core Republican issues. There you go. And again, like Sheldon Adelson, he is a pro-Israel supporter and somebody who wants to shut down all competition to his gambling. It's been said that an election is an advanced auction of stolen goods, and that's precisely what this is. And when you look at the rest of the field, it isn't much better. We look at Ted Cruz. The Washington Post pointed out, for all of his bashing of billionaire Republican donors who actively despise our base, the anti-establishment senator from Texas is being bolstered by his own robust base of wealthy contributors. Cruz raised $5.2 million through the end of September from supporters who gave him the $2,700 maximum, making him number two in the GOP race for large donors, following only behind Jeb. Well, see, it's not working out too well for Jeb. And one of the reasons that Jeb is having to lay off staff and can't pay the staff is because he doesn't have any control of the Superfund money. That's where the billionaires are really putting their money. Nobody is contributing directly to his campaign, individuals. Instead, it's the super PACs. That's where he got hundreds of millions of dollars. But he doesn't control that. He can't pay his staff from it. And you know what? He can't control what they're going to tell him to do. He's in their control. Stay with us when we come back.
Most of the InfoWars radio listening audience is aware of the high-quality, affordable firearms available that are made right here in America at HDFirearms.com. One of the most exciting things about HDFirearms.com is the ability to upgrade your AR-15 platform today. They call it their low-profile platform, PVX Muzzle Brakes, proven to help control muzzle rise. 6061 billet material with Type 3 hard coating. Bolt carrier group for 308 and 556 ARs.
custom Kydex holsters. Ideal for concealed carry with .080 thick Kydex to ensure durability. Most competitors' material use .060. Configure yours today at hdfirearms.com. And my favorite, single-stage trigger, a home run upgrade for your AR-15 and AR-10 platforms. Find out more at hdfirearms.com today or call 770-485-7015. That's hdfirearms.com or call 770-485-7015.
Earthquake, floods, winter storms, prolonged power outages, or war. Each of us have had that moment when we recognize that we need to be better prepared. We typically do the same thing. We start with food storage, then we address the need for water. But have you considered heat storage? I'm talking about staying warm in the cold. Here are some things for you to consider. How will I keep my family warm? The standard answers are firewood, coal, or propane. But the problem with that, if you need to be on the move, is you can't take it with you. Another concern? There may come a time when you need to stay warm without smoke, like in times of war. There may even come a time when you can't burn fuel. The answers may be simpler and less costly than you think. For these answers, go to FortressClothing.com. Again, FortressClothing.com has the answers to your heat storage dilemma. Don't get stuck in the cold. FortressClothing.com. You'll never be cold again.
Who's among the worst at keeping your data private? The Electronic Frontier Foundation Privacy Report says it's AT&T. AT&T customers need to know this when calling the Alex Jones 24/7 Listen line at 1-605-562-9000. Big Brother is listening. No apps, no data, no internet needed, and no extra cost if you have unlimited minutes. Call the Alex Jones 24/7 Listen line on any phone, but please don't use AT&T. For everyone else, bookmark Alex Jones Listen line number today, 1-605-562-9000. That's 1-605-562-9000.
Young people are supposed to be full of energy and recover quickly from exercise. Their age should give them a great advantage to feeling good all the time. However, young people of today are dealing with the same nutrient-deficient food as everyone else in America. So it does not matter whether you are 15 or 85. If your biochemistry is off, you cannot feel your best. Listen to the real-world results of James.
My name is James Ashley. I'm 25 years old. At the end of a tiring work shift, I used not to do much around the house. Since I started taking the new technology-enhanced One World Way after work, I have so much energy when I get home that I'm able to take long walks, do chores, and even honey to-do lists from the wife. It's plenty enough energy to get things done around the house and time to settle down before bedtime. This Whey Protein gives me outstanding amount of long-lasting feel-good energy. I'm astonished of how great this product makes me feel.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-up. You want to stop tyranny? Well, so does he. Live from the Infowars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. I'm David Knight, your host. We have one more segment, and I want to get to as many phone calls as we can. I want to go through these quickly. Let's go to Mark in San Jose. Mark, you said you have a breaking story about a young girl that was beaten in the area?
You're killing them, David. You people rocked. Everyone on InfoWars absolutely rocked.
Well, thank you.
Keep it up. No, thank you. And thank all you people. I'm telling you. But there's this a story. NBC got it right for once. There's somebody decent that works for NBC, Vicky Nguyen, here in San Jose. And she was interviewing this mother who, oh, my, her 4-year-old kid was placed into this foster home, right? And they found bite marks all over her body, burn marks, bruises.
Oh,
and she took a picture, 100 pictures, David, went to the CPS and the child, social workers and showed them the pictures, and they basically waved her on and said, get out of here. We don't want to hear about it. I mean, it's incredible.
Yes.
And so I called the tip line, and can I give my last name, NBC? Is it okay if I give my last name?
What's that? Yeah, it'd be better if you didn't. It'd be better if you didn't, yeah. Just because it might be, you know, just because we can't verify that. Yeah, go ahead.
Yeah, okay, but I did run for city council. I'm fairly well known in San Jose as the write-in candidate in, I think it was 210. But anyway, I left a tip on the NBC tip line to call me because I know this private investigator named Doug Millar that for 23 years he's investigated crimes against children covered up by law enforcement. And if they can interview Doug Millar, it will blow this case wide open because he also worked with Senator John DeCamp, who wrote the Franklin cover-up. I know Alex Jones interviewed Senator John DeCamp. And this thing is Nancy Schaefer was the reason Nancy Schaefer was killed was she had decided to totally demolish the Child Protective Services in Georgia because she found out they were filled full of pedophiles.
Oh, yeah.
And raping kids. Yeah.
Well, just look at what's happened in the UK. You know, we've had situations there with the comedian, and I'm drawing a blank on his name right now. Multiple cover-ups by both the BBC as well as Scotland Yard. People lower down would start to investigate it, and then people higher up would shut down the investigation or shut down the reporting. And so we see that happening over and over again. Or look at the situation with Dennis Hastert. I mean, we see people complaining about the fact that they came after him and got him for, they prosecuted him for withdrawing his own money. Okay, I understand. That is not, should not be a crime. But the narrative that we're being fed is that this guy supposedly was a child molester. They was being blackmailed for something that he did when he was a high school coach. But then decades after that, he somehow became completely sanitized when he became a congressman. Are you kidding me? Are you kidding me? That never happens with child pedophiles. That's why we have a sex registry, because we want to record particularly child pedophiles because we know that they never stop. They never stop. But, of course, we have this statute of limitations that keeps them from being prosecuted. So there's a lot of stuff that's going on in high places in the U.S. government, and I think if we looked beyond this plea bargaining deal with Dennis Hastert, we would see something that has been going on in the last couple of decades while he's there. This is a guy who was a high school coach. He had no net worth when he became a congressman, essentially. And then he leaves after 20 years with about $18 million, $17 or $18 million. He's making like $1 million a year increased net after all of his expenses. I mean, the salary is only a little over $100,000 to be a congressman, but this guy made $1 million a year. What's going on with that? That's a whole nother level. So, yeah, thank you, Mark. Keep in touch with us. Send a tip to the writers as this develops, if this looks like this is something that is systemic, and we've seen that over and over again with CPS. Thank you for calling. I want to get some of the other callers a chance to get in. Let's go to Taylor in Michigan. You had some information about refugees in Hanover, Germany. Go ahead.
Yeah, I just came across an article on beforeitsnews.com, and it's a new video that just came out. It really portrays the cloud-piven nature of the Balkanization in Europe right now. It shows Muslim migrants in the streets of Hanover, Germany, marching through the streets with the ISIS flag, claiming the land for Allah, and you know, showing their true colors now that they've gained asylum.
Oh, yeah. Well, we have an article on InfoWars today where they are doing the same thing, essentially, in France. But the French people that are there are pro-immigration, and they're applauding them, and they don't even understand that they're singing jihadi songs, and we're going to take you over, and so forth and so on. They don't even understand what this is about. I mean, it's a perfect metaphor for how clueless the people who support these open borders really are. They don't understand what's going on. They don't understand the immediate consequences of it, and they don't understand the bigger picture. That is to use open borders, to use the entitlement state, to take down the various nation states so that everyone is taken down to the lowest level, and that allows the people like George Soros to run through this globalist agenda. Was there anything else you wanted to add, Taylor?
I can give you the title of the article if you want.
That's okay. We'll look that up, but thanks for pointing that out. Let's go to Truth Raider. You had a comment about the Department of Transportation. Go ahead.
Hey, David, next time you come up to the Multnomah Valley, give your friend Truth Raider
an email at truthrater21@gmail.com, and I'll give you a tour of the Multnomah Valley.
Okay, great. That'd be great. Yeah, I love that. We went up there for vacation, and it was a beautiful area up there. You had something about the Department of Transportation?
Yes. While I'm being railroaded, I had my truck impounded yesterday, and they arrested me at the scene because I didn't provide a physical ID. I mean, your name, address, and birthday does not count.
Wow.
Yeah, so, but they released me at the scene because I informed them, if you do transport me to jail, that is kidnapping.
Yeah, yeah.
So they decided not to do so, but they did impound my truck. Prior to that, they went through it, and they searched illegally in violation of my Fourth Amendment rights.
You said they've impounded it. Is this a civil asset forfeiture situation?
Well, not yet. I can go get it out.
Mm-hmm.
And go get it out if I come up with the funds, come up with a ransom, more or less, to support their system. So I wanted to just let you know what's going on with that.
It's a shame. And, you know, we've got an article on InfoWars.com today. Justice Scalia warns the U.S. Supreme Court is causing the destruction of our democratic system. And it's not anything new. The only thing is that Scalia is saying these recent decisions on gay marriage and federally subsidized health insurance, they have absolutely no basis in the Constitution, no basis in law. Whether you agree with them or not, they have no basis in the law. It's the idea that we have a living document here, the U.S. Constitution. But I would say that this isn't a slippery slope that started. This is something that we've been living with for nearly 50 years, at least with the war on drugs. And, of course, you can point out with other agencies doing similar things to the DEA, basically destroying the Fourth, Fifth, Sixth Amendment. And just having the war on drugs is a complete violation of the Constitution. There's absolutely nothing in the Constitution that gives the government the power to prohibit anything. Why else would they need to have had an amendment to the Constitution to prohibit alcohol? I mean, at one point in time, we did have people in Washington that at least had respect for the document they swore to. Today, they just ignore it wholesale, and that's what's happening. If they can arrest you, Truth Raider, just for not producing a physical ID, but we see that type of thing all along. Let's go to Ronnie in Spicewood. Ronnie?
Sure. Thank you much. Dr. Rand Paul is now getting a full-blast Dr. Ron Paul treatment, you know, by the lame-scheme media, and number one, they the first thing, they entirely ignore him, Dr. Rand Paul's candidacy, and thus ignore his ideas. And among these include, of course, Dr. Rand Paul actually filibustered against the absurdly counterproductive NDAA, shamefully, you know, at best, anyway. But he did, you know, more than this year to stand up to it, and he stands up to our own military-industrial bankster media, you know, complex of criminals takeover of our entire world. That's why they hate him. He's the one elected official who actually has the guts to stand up to these truly evil forces.
Exactly. He's pulled up some of the issues that other candidates are not talking about, and that alone would be a great reason to continue his candidacy. Unfortunately, I mean, what do you think about these ridiculous presidential debates? So they never get into anything of substance. They don't even talk about the traditional things that they've talked about, which are focused on what they're going to do to cut spending. They didn't even talk about any spending cuts. I was very disappointed. You're talking about Rand Paul. I was disappointed that the only spending cut that any of the candidates could come up with were things to cut Social Security benefits. And quite frankly, I see that as a contract that they have had with people when they confiscate your income for your entire working life. They say, we're going to give you some pension benefits. I think it is criminal and fraudulent to take those away. Your comment quickly, because we're about out of time.
Yeah, I completely agree on that. But Dr. Rand Paul is just getting really poor treatment of his ideas, and he does have some.
He has some great ideas, especially on civil liberties, especially on the Constitution and limited government. Well, that's all the time we have today. Join us again tomorrow at 11 Central, noon Eastern, for the Alex Jones Show. Alex Jones will be back here in the studio.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and bad tweets can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. Reputation.com can protect your good name. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. Call 800-839-5936. 800-839-5936.
A revolution in body protection has arrived, only at FortressSurvivalLLC.com. Introducing the revolutionary patented Level 3 Bulletproof Vest. 100% Kevlar, 100% American-made. Concealable, fully adjustable, and the lowest price on the market. Adult size, normally $289.99, now just $250. Kid size, normally $239.99, now just $200. Get affordable protection with a Level 3A Bulletproof Vest from FortressSurvivalLLC.com. For thou art my rock and my fortress. Psalm 31:3.